Ladies and gentlemen, Andy here, day 232 of the Inner Winner Show. And in the past, I did an old video where I went through a social media account on Instagram. It's of an account of guys who do, or they give pickup artist advice. And some of it is very good. I've got it up on the screen right now. So if you're listening to the audio, you won't be able to see that, obviously. But you guys on YouTube, you'll be able to see this. Basically, these guys give like pickup artist advice. And some of it is good. A lot of it is just kind of like meaningless. Like it doesn't actually mean anything. You read it and then you kind of think like, how do I actually apply that to my life? Like that literally doesn't mean anything. And so what we're going to do here, just like I did in the last episode, we're going to kind of go through. I'm going to talk about some of the advice that I think is good, some of the advice that I think is a little throwaway. I'm going to kind of give my spin on it. And just like I said last time, I don't want to shit on these guys. The whole point of this isn't to shit on them. I'm actually glad that some people are actually giving, well, I'm always glad when someone is giving advice, even if I think it's not the best advice. I mean, that's better than, at least they're trying, right? Like their heart is in the right place. So don't shit on these guys, guys. If you go and like look at their stuff, I'm not going to shit on them too hard, but we'll start right here. So I've got it up on the screen now. For those of you who are listening at home and you're not watching the YouTube video, the first post that we're doing today, they say, do three approaches every day. The concept here that they're talking about is, you know, playing the numbers game. You're never going to reach your dating goals. You're never going to get laid. You're never going to get, you know, an awesome girlfriend, whatever it is you want. I need to turn my notifications off on my computer, don't I? You're never going to get what you want unless you actually play the numbers game. You need to go and talk to a ton of women. Now, where I'm going to disagree here is you don't need to start with three approaches every day. A bunch of you guys are going to listen to that and you're going to go, three, are you kidding me? It takes every ounce of energy and motivation and willpower I have to do one. How the fuck am I going to do three? So start really small, whatever you can do right now. You guys know the principles of that book that I'm always talking about, The Slight Edge. And the whole point is baby steps. If you can't do any approaches right now, start with the Approach Anxiety Program. I'll leave a link in the description to that program. I've talked about that program in the past. I did it myself. It's a free program. It's on a different website. It's not on my website. And you basically go through that. It teaches you how to talk to women, like, or how to be able to hit on women during the day. So start with that. If you can talk to girls already, you just kind of like, you're not super consistent with it, I wouldn't start with three approaches a day. I would start with one approach a day. I've done this myself in the past. I went through a long streak where I did one a day. One of my coaching clients did a year and I think it was like a year and 2 months of doing one approach every day. He didn't miss a single day. That was during COVID. So nobody has any excuses with COVID when everyone was wearing a mask. He had to wear a fucking mask, but he did one a day. That shit absolutely, absolutely is a habit that I would be on board with. As for three approaches a day, I think that's a little too high. Like I get where they're coming from here, but if you're having a bad day, you're having a really bad day, maybe you're tired from work, you're stressed, maybe you're just in a bad mood, you don't feel like going out and talking to three women. However, if I tell you go talk to one woman, you can kind of force yourself to do that. You can be like, fine, I only have to do it once. You force it, you make it happen. Then you go there, you're happy, fine, I did it. I did my one. And then you can go home. You can be a miserable bastard. You can watch Netflix. You can go to bed. You'll feel better the next day and you'll have done one approach. The problem with setting the bar this high, as in do three approaches every day, is on a bad day, you'll just see that bar of three approaches. You'll be like, that bar is too high. I can't do three today. I'm in a bad mood. And you'll do none. So I like to set the bar really low, as low as you possibly can. One approach a day is as low as you possibly can. Or if you're a guy who's kind of like a little inconsistent with it and you don't think you can do one approach a day, fine. I couldn't at the start. Your mission is to go out of the house and walk around for 30 minutes in public every day, looking at, like thinking about approaching, checking women out, looking at women. Walk around for 30 minutes every day. That's your habit. Once that is a habit and you've done that for like 2 weeks or a month, like, and you can do that every single day and you don't miss a single day, then try and start talking to some of them. Or you can talk to them, you know, when you want to, but build that habit first. The habit of going outside of the out of the house for 30 minutes, walking around, looking at women, maybe doing some approaches if you can. And then from there, turn it into like, okay, I'm going to actually do one approach a day. I wouldn't do three approaches a day. I think it's a little high because you can always just do three approaches a day. If you set your baseline at one approach a day, what happens is over a year, you will do 365 approaches minimum You can do more on top of that. And in fact, you will. Of course you will. You know you will. Most days you'll be in a good mood and you'll end up doing more, especially because you have that habit. You do your one and then you're like, one was kind of lazy today. I'll just do another one. You kind of like bang out a few. You'll have days where you do like 15. You have days where you do like 20 or something and you're in a good mood. You'll just do a bunch. But if I set your bar as like do 3 approaches every day across a whole year, you'll have a ton of days where you don't do any. And if you look, I see this all the time. If you see this, if you look across the entire year, if I tell you to do 3 approaches every day, you'll end up doing less than if I just told you to do 1 approach every day, because you won't be consistent. You have long weeks at a time where you fall off. You'll make excuses. It's too hard to do something, you know, where the bar is this high, 3 approaches every day. Now, if you're a guy that can already talk to girls and you're already going out and doing 1 a day, like sure, try and make it 2 a day, then try and make it 3 a day. Like you can build that habit up, sure. But for the average guy, and I think this social media account, these guys are giving advice to the average guy, I think this is way too high. So we'll move on to the next post. The next one is work on your ability to control emotions. I think this is one of those ones where they've just kind of said some like vague, generic, like almost platitude, like it doesn't really mean anything. I guess what they're saying is try and be more stoic, and there's always value in that, of course. There's value in being a more grounded person, of course. It is something that you should work on. Resilience is also something to work on, like your ability to bounce back if you do feel negative emotions. Like, of course, these are all incredibly valuable, incredibly helpful things to work on. However, I do want to make it clear, and they don't say that you should be emotionless. Like I think this is generally one of their better posts. I think there's some good advice here on this post, but just be careful that you're not trying to be emotionless, as in don't punish yourself if you feel emotions. I did a coaching call today with a client and he basically said, like, you know, essentially, are you sure that it's okay that sometimes I'm up here and sometimes I'm down here, right? Sometimes I'm really like happy and excited and manic and stuff like that. Other times I'm really like fucking low and I'm depressed and I'm insecure and stuff like that. And I was like, to some extent, that is normal when you first start working on your dating life or getting laid or just any self-improvement in general, starting a business. I'm not so much anymore, but I was really manic when I first started this website. Like when I first started coaching and I decided like, okay, I'm going to try and make money from this. I'm going to try and pay my bills with this thing. Like I would have days where I would be like up here and then days where I'm just like, no, down here. And the way that you get to a point where your emotions are regulated more and you're more like consistently in the middle is by achieving things. The further you go in this self-improvement journey, the closer you get to the lifestyle you want, the more goals you achieve, all that kind of stuff. You just start naturally, your bad days stop being bad. Your bad days become like decent days. So your worst day, my worst day ever now is just like what you guys would call probably a good day for you guys. My worst day ever is like, I'll record a podcast and I'll have a coaching call and I'll spend time with my girlfriend and maybe I'll have sex and I'll clean the house. Like that's my worst day. That's my like depressed day. And I still got shit done. That's still a pretty good day. I'll stay within my calorie limits. I'll go to the gym. Like I'll do all those habits that I've been building. That's my worst ever day. So that will naturally improve anyway. You will naturally become better at controlling your emotions the further along in this journey you get. That said, of course, work on it. Like, of course, read books on stoicism. Read that book that I'm always talking about. You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. That book is brilliant at teaching your resilience and ability to control your emotions. Sure. But just, I guess I'm saying cut yourself a little slack. If in the meantime, you do have days where you're really emotional or a girl rejects you and you come home and you post on the forums and you're like, man, I'm so fucking annoyed. Why did this happen to me? Like, how come I care this much? Of course you care. You're at the start. You're very vulnerable at the start. Everyone is. You've just started working on this. You're very sensitive to rejection. You're very sensitive to failure. You're sensitive to things not going the way that you wanted them to. You know, you treat everything or you feel like everything is a bigger deal than it really is. And the only way to like get your emotions in control, the only way to stop caring as much is to just like expose yourself to those feelings, exposure therapy, like get rejected more and you won't care as much about rejection. Achieve some of your goals and you won't care so much about the girls that said no to you. So keep pushing forward. That really is the solution here. And if in the meantime, you're a little emotional, I give you permission to be a little emotional. Yep. Try and work on it. Of course, the less emotional you can be, generally speaking, is a good thing. But just don't beat yourself up if some days you have a bad day. So the next one is respect is earned, not given. I don't think I have a ton to say on this one, because this is one of the ones where I really like. Again, a couple of these posts I really like. These guys have some good advice. They have a lot of like weird advice that doesn't mean anything, but this is one of the ones that I really like. So a ton of guys, you see this a lot. It's like you have a chip on your shoulder. You see it sometimes on the forums. They'll come in and they'll basically, you can tell that they feel like they deserve respect immediately, or they'll say something like, hey guys, like, you know, I've just started working on my self-improvement. Like, I've just signed up for the forums. Like, and they will start, like, so they know nothing. They'll admit they know nothing. They'll say, like, you know, I haven't slept with any women. I'm a virgin, or something like that. They're clearly not very far into their journey. And then they will start dishing out advice to other people. And one of the senior members, it's usually not me, it's usually, like, Radical, my moderator, or someone else will, like, gently say, hey, man, like, you just came in 2 days ago and said you know nothing. You literally admitted you know nothing. Maybe just be like a little bit more held back. Don't give as much advice. Like don't talk as if you're an expert. It's fine to give some advice. It's fine to give your opinion. It's fine to like help other people and stuff like that. But don't come in here and say like, you know, this is the correct thing to do. Like you're kind of talking like you're an expert when a second ago you just said you're a virgin. So you see that sometimes guys will come into a community and they don't fully understand the hierarchy yet. Like they don't understand that like there's people at the top who've like worked really hard to get there. And not that those people are better than them. That's not what I'm saying, but it's like those people have more respect because they've earned that respect. And people sort of don't understand, like when you first come to a community, you're here, like you are at the bottom of that ladder and then you kind of climb up. And the way you climb up is by achieving goals, by showing other people the goals, by earning respect, by going through hard times, by sharing your vulnerabilities and your struggles and saying like, guys, I'm having a fucking bad day today. And then you bounce back from that and everyone goes, oh shit, I respect this guy. Look at him. He's done a good job. You earn respect by asking advice and then taking it on board and following through with it. That is one of the biggest ways or the quickest ways to earn a guy's respect or earn the respect of other men is to ask for advice. They give it to you. You go and implement it and you come back and you say like, okay guys, I did that. Here's the proof. Like I did what you said. What should I do now? People are like, oh fuck. Like I respect this guy. You can just tell this guy to do something and he'll fucking do it. Like what a hero. So respect is earned, not given. I think we are all pretty much on board with this idea anyway. I mean, we're all men. We kind of understand what respect is anyway. So I'll move on with this one. The next one is women have their needs. Now, I have no idea what the fuck they're trying to hint at with this. This is one of those ones that kind of like made me giggle a little bit. It's just like a meaningless Instagram, like almost like a meme or something. Like, you know, those meaningless Instagram motivational quotes. And so women have their needs. Sure. What are we actually going to do with that though? How can we actually, well, I don't even know what to fucking say to that. Yes, women have their needs. Of course they do. Every human has their needs. I guess maybe we can spin this off or spin off to a different topic and talk about, you know, because I'm jumping ahead here, but a couple of the other posts, as we'll see in future, they talk about like women are these like mysterious, unknowable creatures and like women have their own needs and, you know, women's motives are secret and like, you know, you got to fulfill women's needs and stuff like that. And it's like, no, women are just people, man. Like, yes, women will have slightly different needs to men, of course, like, and men have slightly different needs to women. But at the end of the day, women are just fucking people, right? Women want to be loved. They want affection. They sometimes want to have sex. Most of the time they want to have sex. Probably not as much as we do, like as in they're not as into casual, meaningless sex as we are. Not that we like, I've just like butchered that, but I think you guys know what I mean. Men are horny as fuck. Women can be horny as fuck, but they're not going to like hump your leg at a fucking party. You kind of have to turn them on a little bit and then they'll be horny as fuck. So generally speaking, women have their needs, but they're not like drastically different from male needs or any human needs. So I'm not really sure what they were getting at with this one. I guess women have their needs. Sure. I don't think we need to say much about this one. So the next one is be social, talk to everybody. There is some wisdom. This can be helpful advice to some people. Like some people will read this and be like, okay, like that's a really good way of becoming a social person. I'll just talk to everyone. I'll exposure therapy. I'll throw myself in there. I'll learn to talk to people. You know, I'll make some friends. That's really helpful advice to a lot of people. Some of my coaching clients will come to me and they know literally no one. They have no friends. And I will say, okay, you need to like make some fucking friends. You need to be social. You need that support network. You need mates that you can go grab a beer with and shit like that. However, what I want to make clear here is they're saying be social, talk to everybody. I think this can become dangerous advice or unhelpful advice. You don't need to talk to everybody. You do not need to be the social butterfly. I did a podcast on this a while ago. Forgive me, I can't remember exactly what the title of the podcast was, but it was something like, do you have to be social in order to get laid? Or can you get laid without being like a social butterfly? Something like that. And in that I said, the danger can be a lot of pickup artists will tell you, you know, you have to be Mr. Social. You have to be the life of the party. You have to be like entertaining. You have to be like a magician. You have to be like a wizard. And you have to like, you know, entertain everyone and have jokes. And like everyone has to like you and you're the center of attention. Like, fuck no. You can be the quiet, shy guy as long as you look decent. And that's just a process of self-improvement, you know, hitting the gym, losing fat, dressing better, all that kind of stuff. So look decent. Talk to a lot of women. That's it. You don't need to be super social. Sure, being social helps. Of course, your ability to talk to people helps. But you know what helps as well, or maybe even more so? Talking to more women. So if you're not the social butterfly, if you're not the guy that's the life of every party, if you can't walk into a room and talk to everybody and you try and you just think like, I don't fucking want to do this. I'm just forcing myself to do this because someone told me I have to, then stop. The answer to your problem, again, improve yourself to a point where you know you look good and then go and talk to more women. Through that process, you will get better at talking to women anyway. You'll just naturally become more social. I'm not the social butterfly. I don't walk into a room and talk to everybody. Why the fuck would I want to do that? Now, I can talk to people. I could force myself to do that if I wanted to. And this did used to be my personality because it was forced because I thought I had to do it. And I could walk into a room and just talk to everybody. But I fucking didn't like doing it. I fucking hated doing it. I thought that I had to do it. And as soon as I stopped doing it, I became more comfortable with myself. I didn't feel like I was putting on this fake persona. I could just do what I wanted to do, which was have a one-on-one conversation with a woman. That's what I like to do. I prefer a one-on-one conversation rather than like being at a party. I'm not a party guy. I don't like it. I don't go clubbing. I haven't been clubbing in like fucking 10 years. I don't like that shit. I don't even really like going to bars that much unless it's like for a casual drink. And even then, I will always pick a quiet bar. I cannot stand noisy bars. I'm kind of a quieter guy. I know I'm not quiet on camera. I'm quieter when I'm talking to one person. I like to just have a fucking chat. I'll make jokes. I'll be silly and all that shit. But I like it to just be me and her. Like I like two people. Or when I'm hanging out with friends, I like just hanging out with my friends one-on-one. Most of the time when I hang out with a friend, it's me and him. It's not me and a group of guys. I just prefer one-on-one. So please don't think you have to be Mr. Social Butterfly. It can help, sure. If you're not sure if you want to be a social butterfly, try it. Like try it. There is always, I will always be for experimentation. I'm always going to recommend that. So if you've never even tried being a social butterfly, sure, try it. You might try it and be like, holy shit, I love this. If you try it and you say like, I can't stand this. Do I have to do this? Then no, you don't have to do it. You want to have some base level of social skills. Of course, you have to be able to talk to people. So you have to be able to make friends, even if it's just one-on-one. You have to be able to talk to a girl, even if it's one-on-one. But you will learn that. That's something you can learn. You can be horrible and suck at it. I did, and get better at it over time. So please don't think that you have to be like Mr. Social right off the bat or Mr. Social Butterfly talking to everybody. You absolutely don't. What is the next one? Oh yeah, I remember I saved this one because this one made me laugh. So the next one is work on your body language. And then the description they've just written, like if you agree. Well, 120 other people liked that. And I'm not sure why, because I don't know what body language you're working on. And I've talked in the past about body language and how I think it can become too goofy, as in you can become too in your own head thinking like, is my body language alpha? Am I like standing correctly? What does my body language say about me? At the start, when you first start working on your dating life, getting laid, whatever it is, you're probably going to be very awkward. You just are. You're probably going to have weird body language sometimes. You're probably going to be nervous. You're probably going to stutter. You're probably going to run out of things to say if you're super nervous. I'm someone that's very anxious and nervous. I certainly was when I started this journey, and my body language was abysmal. And you know what made it worse? Shit like this. Obsessing about my body language. I was so fucking in my own head. I was like, I got to stand up tall. I have to pull my shoulders back. I have to stand like an alpha male. And I was so fucking obsessed that I wasn't even being a human being. I was literally like, while she's talking to me a girl is right there in front of me fucking talking to me and I'm not even hearing what she's saying because I'm like, should I turn my body this way? Do I, like, are my shoulders equal? Like, do I need to power pose? Like, I'm standing against it. Should I lean against this wall on my left side or my right side? What does that say about me? Should I have my body? If I fold my arms, does that mean that I'm angry? Like, I was just so in my goddamn head that I wasn't actually even listening to what she says. So rules like this, I call these autistic rules, as in you're obsessing too much about something that really is like very low level and really doesn't matter. Like you're getting too nitty gritty. Like you're going too deep and overthinking it too much. It's much easier to just say, you're going to do a bad job. Don't worry about your body language. You're going to be nervous the first like 20 or 50 times you do this. That's fine. That's why we tell you to just get in there and talk to a bunch of women and eventually you will get decent at this. You just get better with practice. Again, that's like if you rocked up to, let's say you've never played basketball or something, or you've never played baseball, you've never played a sport. On the first day, you're not going to be obsessed about your body and how it is. The first day, all you're doing is like, yo, let's just like fucking shoot some hoops. You're going to miss 99% of your throws. You're going to be fucking abysmal. You probably won't even, you probably like throw it halfway up. You do like a little fucking limp-wristed bullshit throw that will go like halfway there. You won't even have the strength or the finesse to get it to the hoop. You'll fucking miss the backboard by a country mile, but who cares? Like you'll just practice over time. Once you've done it a few times, then we will start working on like your actual technique and stuff like that. But at the start, the first day you're rocking up, we're just going to like fucking shoot some hoops, man. We're going to get you acquainted with the court. Maybe we'll teach you how not to dribble, stuff like that. And so same here, we're talking to girls. Don't stress about your body language. Just get in there, talk to them, do a bad job. You will do a bad job. That's fine. You get better with practice. This next one made me laugh as well. So I did grab a bunch of these that made me giggle. For those of you listening to the audio and not the YouTube, this one says, make girls happy with an exclamation mark. And that's all it says. And then the description says, it will pay off, like if you agree. So I'm going to take a drink of water. I need a break. This is too much. Again, I don't want to shit on these guys, right? Let's not like shit on these guys too much. And I do want this to be a genuinely, there's going to be a little bit of entertainment value in these podcasts, honestly, obviously. But let's try and like have an actual point here, not just to like laugh at these goofy fucking people. Need to stop talking to me. I need to turn my notifications off on my computer. I hope you can't see those on screen. You probably can. You probably see all the shit that like people are messaging me, whatever. So make girls happy. I don't think your goal needs to be to make women happy. It should be a nice side effect. Your mission should be to, I say should, I hate the word should. You probably have the happiest life possible if your mission is to make yourself happy first and foremost. And now that doesn't mean you be a complete fucking asshole to people, because guess what? That won't lead to long-term happiness, not for you, not for anyone around you. You will feel guilty. I'm speaking from personal experience here. So making yourself happy first and foremost is usually speaking the best thing you can do, especially as a man, like a fucking hell. And especially in the dating arena, putting yourself first. And then I will say she comes a close second. So it's not that we're saying, it's not a zero-sum game. I'm not going to tell you, make yourself happy and fuck what she wants. No, like absolutely, why would you do that? That's not going to make you happy in the long term. It's certainly not going to make any girl you're with happy. But put yourself first, do what you want to do. This is why we talk about concepts like screening. If you don't know what screening is, it basically means, you know, you live your life, you have your preferences, you look for what you're looking for. And if a girl doesn't fit that or doesn't, you know, line up with what you want, cool. No hard feelings. You just say like, no worries. It was nice to meet you. Goodbye. Right? Not trying to force girls to be what you want. You just go out there and look for the girls that are what you want. You screen for the girls that you want. You screen for the girls that are into you as well. I talk all the time about not manipulating girls, not trying to win them over. Obviously, you're still putting in some effort, like, duh. But I mean, if a girl is like really clearly not into you, just go like, fine, she's not into me. Cool. Like, I'm going to go find the girl who is. Like, this girl doesn't like me that much. Fine, whatever. There's a million more fish in the sea. So I don't think you should make girls happy, or I don't think you should make making girls happy your mission. I think it's a terrible fucking mission. The problem with trying to make other people happy is it's a loser's mindset. It's a loser's game right from the start. It's a loser's mindset because you can't be in someone else's head. You don't know what they want. That's why there's a virtue in selfishness, in putting yourself first, in handling your own needs and not at the expense of other people. Obviously, still be a good person to other people, but handling your own needs first, and then you'll have more to give to other people. If you're in a good spot, if you build a life that you're proud of, that you like, if you become a man you love, if you like yourself and genuinely look in the mirror and say, I fucking love being me, you have more to give to other people. So I would change this to make yourself happy. Again, not in a selfish, not in a horribly, I do want you to be selfish, but you guys know what I mean. Like, not to the detriment of others. And it is entirely possible to make yourself happy and every girl happy as well. Like, they would just naturally be happy as a consequence of how happy you are, because you have more love to give, more energy, more enthusiasm. You're nicer to them because you're in a good spot. So I would say make yourself happy, and then girls will just naturally be happy. Anyway, they get like the leftovers of your love, so to speak. They get the leftovers of your good energy or your positive vibes. Like, I'm in a very good position. I've built a very good life that I'm very proud of. And I have a lot to give back to girls. I have a lot to give back to you guys. That's what I'm doing here right now, right? Like, that's why I coach, because I made myself happy first and foremost. I was incredibly selfish in a good way. I wrote an article called How Getting Laid Makes You a Better Man. I can't link to it on YouTube because I can't link to any articles that have like actual nude pictures in them. So go to my website. You guys know my website. Search on there for, How Getting Laid Makes You a Better Man. Go read that article. I talk about how, you know, being selfish, as in focusing on your own needs, handling your own needs, how that makes you a better man, how it makes you have more to give to other people and all that sort of good stuff. We got 3 minutes left because I have to cut off after half an hour because my camera can only record for half an hour. So this next one is pretty much tied into that one. It says, be her reason to live. I tell you what, actually, I'm going to do this on a separate video. There is so much that I could say to this because I think this is a fucking awful one. This is a really bad one. And so I'm going to cut the video off right here. We'll end it here. I'll come back to this one. So again, I want to make it really clear. The point wasn't to like dunk on these guys or shit on them or anything. I think their heart is in the right place. I don't agree with a lot of their advice. I think a lot of it is goofy and very shallow. But at the end of the day, they are trying to help other men. And even if it's naive and ill-considered or low level, whatever you want to call it, at least they're fucking trying. So shout outs to these guys, I guess. We will cover the rest in another video. I'm going to do like 20 more. Look how many fucking, you guys on the YouTube, you can see how many tabs I have left. We've just covered these ones here today. It takes me one episode, I cover like 8 of them. And we have something like, I don't know, 40 left. So there's a lot of content here. I'll probably do it over the next couple of months. People have given me other suggestions. A guy on my Patreon, one of my clients and a guy on my Patreon, gave me a suggestion of elsewhere, other websites I can find with this kind of advice. And I think it's probably a good thing. I feel like we're doing this in a good way as well, being fairly constructive and saying like, here's what I would do better or here's how I would tweak this. Rather than just saying like, this is dumb advice, because I'm never going to be about that life. I'm not really someone that wants to like shit on other people. So we'll end it there. Adios, amigos. I'm going to go get some dinner because I'm a hungry little munchkin.